13. Jesus is teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is giving us the understanding from God Almighty. And he says, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. The message is not about the salt, but it sure ought to be. Because he said, you are the salt of the earth. I want you to think about that for a second, because he said, if the salt has lost its savor, then what good is it? It's good for nothing. Why Christians are beat up? Why Christians are wore out? Why Christians don't have any energy? It's because the salt has lost its savor. The fire has gone out. Keep reading. It says in verse 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Cannot be hid. Cannot be hid. How many people you have to tell them? You have to convince them that you're a Christian. And yet it cannot be hid. It says, look what it says in verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify God. Glorify your Father, which is in heaven. It cannot be hid. The problem is, the reason it seems like it's hid is because there's no fire. You cannot be light without fire. The flame burns and the light shines. The problem is, we all have a candle. There's a song, and it was in my head. I don't have it. Carry your candle, go light your fire. You know that song? Anyway, it's so true. We all have a candle inside of our hearts. All of us have a candle. And God wants to light that candle so that you have the light of God inside of you. And he wants the candle to burn. He wants the light to burn. He wants the burning inside of you to consume you. And he wants your light to so shine before men that others may see it. Because a candle that is lit is never hidden under a bushel. Never. It's on a candlestick so all may see it. Amen. It's raised up and shining out so all may see it. If you have to tell people you're a Christian, your light is not shining. If there's something wrong in the light, that means the fire has gone out. And that's what this message is about today. You are the light of the world. And guess what? You cannot be hid. Nobody lights a candle and hides it. Amen? Nobody. The Bible says in Proverbs 20:27, it says, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. The salt is the salt of the earth. Think about that. It's the salt of the earth, but the light is the light of God. You see, you're the salt of the earth, earthly, but the light that you are is the light of God. It's the light of God. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. It says in John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The light of life. The light of life. I love it when I get to tell people, I'm never going to die, Miss Bert. How you doing anyway? I knew it. That's what I wanted to hear. Amen. How you doing, Miss Bert? Fantastic. Amen. We were eating dinner last night and somebody said, fantastic. And I were like, everyone loves you. And just let you know that a little piece of you is burning in our hearts as well. Because I just want to be fantastic. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm serious. I like to tell people, hey, guess what? I'm never going to die. And they're like, huh? I'm going to live forever. Amen. What? I got you one beat. I'm going to live as long as God lives. I'm going to live. That blows my mind every time I hear it. And some people go, huh, what? They don't even get it. And the truth of the matter is Jesus said, you're the light of the world. If we are the light of the world, we're in trouble. No, this world's in trouble. Why is our government and our country going so far away from God that they literally hate God? Why is our country and our government going so far away from God that they don't want our children to pray? They don't want a Bible in there. They don't want to see a cross. It's offensive. A cross at a cemetery, been there for 60 years, and the atheists want it down. It offends them. And guess what happens? The atheists win. That's because there's no light shining. There's no fire burning. Over my dead body, it ought to be. It ought to be, take me, shame me to that cross. Nobody's taking it down. But we go, it's all right. It doesn't affect me. I'm busy. I'm telling you right now, fires are going out. The church is not what it used to be because the people are not what they used to be. The church is not what they used to be because the preachers are not what they used to be. Because all of us, the fires have dimmed. And when somebody, one person, gets a little bit on fire, people say, oh, he's too loud. He's too noisy. He preaches too much. He talks about sin and about being holy too much. I'm going to go down the street where the rock concert is. And I'm going to just worship Jesus. Amen. I'm here to tell you right now, you worship Jesus in the spirit of holiness. In the spirit of holiness. Because God is a fire. And the Bible says He's an all-consuming fire. Let me ask you a question. It says, He is the light of the world, and that he that follows me won't walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. Let me ask you a question. Do you have that light? Do you have the light of life? Wow, three people. Hold on. I mean, maybe someone in my office has it. Hey, anyone in here got the light of life? Wow, no one in there has got it either. Anybody here got the light of life? Anyone? Are you hiding? Where's your candle? Where's your fire? Where's your burn? Where's your burning? If the Eagles were playing in the Super Bowl, you'd all be, woo-hoo, burn it up. The Flyers win the Stanley Cup, woo, we'd all get naked and jump down the street. I wouldn't, but people would. You don't want to see that. You hit the lotto, woo-hoo, fire, baby. Man, people would be lit up so far, burning, wouldn't they, Todd? It'd be like your hair on fire. It'd be crazy. Like a bonfire. Jesus, yeah, you know. Jesus, yeah. Heaven. Yeah, it's okay. It's sad. How many people have the light of life in this place? Amen. Did you forget? Amen. Do you need a preacher to remind you you've been born again? Do you need a preacher to come into the place and preach what the Bible says I'm supposed to preach? And light your fires up? Because you know what? There's a fire waiting. For millions and millions of people, they grew up in darkness called hell. A real, literal fire where people are going to die and go to hell. And I don't want them to go. I love people. I want people to be happy. I want people to be excited. I want people to be passionate. I want people to be in love. I want when I see you with a big smile, I say, how you doing, Mike? And you say, fantastic, hallelujah. How you doing, Rich? Awesome, glory to God, hallelujah. Woo-hoo! It is so good to see you. You are here. I was like, where else going to send an ATB on you? Where would happen? Van broke down. Pray for our van. We need a new van. The van we had for years was only 800 hours. We got every bit of that 800 hours out of it. Hey, man, hey, guess what? The van broke down. Praise Jesus. I got to walk to church. You know, I'm being a little excited. But the truth of the matter is I'd rather see people excited than people dead. You know, one thing you won't get from this preacher is a dead church. Because I'm not a dead preacher. I got Jesus in me. I got the light of life. I'm alive. Not like Frankenstein. He's alive. No, I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm living. I'm alive. I got blood pumping through my veins. Amen. I got passion in my soul. I got love. I got joy unspeakable. I got what God gave me. Hallelujah. How can I hide that under a bushel? How can I hide that? How do we hide it? How come we just say, yeah, how you doing? Nice to see you. You got the light of life? You got life in you? You got it. Do you have life in you? Are you alive today? Huh? I can't hear you. Say, you want the microphone? Say, I'm alive. I know you are. I'll pinch you and you'll scream. I know you'll be alive then. Pinch you. Get some pain in your life. And you let people know you're alive. But it's the light of life. Do you have eternal life? Do you have everlasting life? Do you have the light of God inside of you burning? Burning. Burning. Consuming. You know what's consuming? All of you. So it can be no more of you and all of Him. Amen. I am not satisfied with the fire I got. I want more fire. I want more. I want to burn. I want to burn. John 1. Turn to John 1, please, with me. Book of John, chapter 1. You're not bored today, are you? You okay? Everybody all right? If I'm too loud, tell Jason to turn me down. Nah, you don't need to turn me up. I don't want to hurt people. I'm here to tell you, though. I'm telling you right now. I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll tell you the next day. You come over to my house anytime you want. It doesn't take much to fire me up. You start talking about Jesus, come on, man, let's talk about Jesus. Who is Jesus? Only God incarnate flesh. Only the one who nailed the hands and feet to the cross for me. Hallelujah! I'm here to tell you, we need to get fired up, Dave. We need to get more excited about Jesus than your smoker. We need to get more excited about Jesus than your hair appointments. We need to get more excited about Jesus than going to the bar. We need to get more excited about Jesus than ball games and bowling and activities. We need to get excited for Jesus Christ. Someone say amen. I'm here to fire you up a little bit today, and if I can't fire you up, I'm going to throw gasoline on you and watch you all burn. Literally, not literally, I mean, spiritually, you don't have to run. You're safe, except unless God beats you up. John chapter 1, are you there? John chapter 1, look in verse 1. Read from verse 1 down to verse 9. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word, hallelujah, was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. You got that life in you? And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Darkness comprehended it not. Say it with me, ready? Darkness comprehended it not. I'm going to do what I can do, but I can't do anything. Only God can do it. Only the Holy Spirit can light you up. Something, what's it going to take to get you fired up? What's it going to take to get the fire burning again? Set my soul on fire, Lord, for thy holy word. Set my soul on fire for the lost in sin. Set my soul on fire, Lord. Set my soul on fire. When I pray, when I sing it, it's a prayer. I mean it with all my heart. And guess what? You do it and you'll get lit up. Problem is that people don't get lit up. Keep reading. It says in verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. That's John the Baptist. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Which lighteth every man which cometh into the world. Which lighteth everyone. There's no one that's born to go to hell. There's no one that's predestined to go to hell. That's a doctrine of devils and fools. You show me one place in the New Testament where God says He wants people to go to hell. I'll show you 10 that says He doesn't want anyone to go to hell. How do you know? Because He sent His Son to suffer, bleed, and die for whosoever will, for everyone and anyone. Truth of the matter is they said He likes everyone that comes into the world. Everyone. When you're a kid, you know how easy it is to get kids excited? Throw some candy at them. Ah! You know how easy it is to get... How come you're not down in junior church? You're 12, right? 16? Yeah, I know. You're old now, I know. Hey, speaking of 16, old, where's your 18-year-old? I know, she's 18 now, she's old. Yeah, this is church thing, I know. It's easy to get kids excited. You know, tell them you're taking them out for ice cream. Tell them you're going to go to the movies. Tell them you're going to give them $5. Tell them Santa Claus is coming. I don't care what you tell them. But you don't seem to get excited about Jesus. Why are our children not excited about Jesus? It's a good question, isn't it? Well, I'm going to give you the answer. Because they don't see their parents excited about Jesus. They don't see their parents excited. Why would they get excited about something they don't see their parents excited about? Why do you think children, when they get of age, they go to the bars? Because that's where mommy and daddy go. Why do you think children, that when they get of age, they start wearing dresses like hookers? Because that's what the people on TV do. Children are just going to do what they see. Children are just going to be what they know. And I'm here to help your families today. Why don't the parents start getting fired up for Jesus Christ in your home? Amen? Why don't you start singing and praising and getting excited for the things of God? Because it says that if you put the light on the candlestick, everyone in the house sees the light. Why is our country going down the tubes? Because the Christians, the fires have gone out. The fires have gone out. Jesus Christ, as God, has given his life to every man. Each person is a spirit, has a spirit in them, which gives them life, the life of the body. But Jesus Christ is the eternal spirit. He's the eternal light. And when he comes in, he gives you an eternal flame. An eternal flame, an eternal wick that can always be burning. But I'm telling you right now, you know what puts the fire out real quick? Sin. Sin puts the fire right out. Bang! You can be on fire, then you can do something that you know is sin. Bam! You know why? Because if you're saved today, you got the Spirit, you got the fire of God inside of you, you got your candle, but it's been grieved and it's been quenched. See, the Bible says, quench not the Spirit. That means throwing a wet blanket on a fire. God's trying to fire you up, and for some reason, you're saying no and throwing a wet blanket on it. God wants you to... Let me ask you a question. I don't want you to... I'm just asking a question, if you don't mind. Do you think God wants you to be super excited for him, or do you think you want him to be... He wants you to be, like, boring for him? Which one? Super excited? Okay. So when I'm trying to get you to sing loud, do you think God wants you to sing loud or sing quiet? Do you think God wants you to be a loudmouth for him or quiet for him? See... Everything that God does, he says, you shall be endowed with power and you shall be witnesses of me. We get excited and talk about things that we're excited about. We talk about things that excites us. We talk about that Eagles game. We talk about that big fish. We talk about the big buck. We talk about that shopping. We talk about that haircut. We talk about that color. We talk about that dress, but we don't talk about Jesus because that's not what you're excited about. And I'm just telling you right now, it's because the fire has gone out. And it's your candle. You've got to get it lit again. I can't do it for you. God can't even do it for you. You've got to do it. God is the fire. He's the eternal flame. You got to go to God and get lit up, baby. Get lit. Burn, baby, burn, as they say. People are trying to light their candle up with different spirits, as the Bible calls it, strange fire that's not from God. God told them in the altar, in the temple, that these fires will never go out. There was holy, holy fires litten. That's a good word. Lit up by things that were sanctified. By the ashes of a heifer and this and that. And then that fire that was lit was never to go out, ever in the temple. And whenever they were going to light the incense or light the candles, they would have to take the fire from the burning coals that were holy. But what happened was, sometimes, in one time, the temple fire went out. And another time, the priest's sons tried to light the fire with some other fire. Fire of the world, strange fire. And what God did, he killed them. Killed them, burned them up. Said, you want fire? I'll give you some fire. I'm here to tell you that we don't have a clue of how awesome God is. We don't have a clue of how gracious and merciful God is to save sinners like us. You know what we deserve? We deserve to be thrown away. If salt has lost its savor, what good is it? It's good for nothing. Right now, how many souls have you won? How many people have you led into the church and got baptized and joined the church? How many people are you directly involved in leading to the Lord? And that's because if your fire is burning, people are going to come see the light like bugs to a flame. If your fire is out, there's nothing to see. I'm here to tell you, we need to light ourselves up. We need to get our candles burning. We need to do what the song says. We need to do what Jesus says. We need to be on fire for God. Amen. You know, Job 18 verse 6, very first time that this is that the word candle is in the Bible, it says, the light shall be dark in his tabernacle. And it says, and his candle shall be put out within him. See, a lot of people sometimes get fired up, don't they, Todd? And next thing you know, fire's out. Fire's out in darkness. And you comprehend it not. The darkness didn't understand that I need to be on fire. The darkness didn't understand that it's not acceptable for a Christian not to give his whole body, soul, and spirit to God. The darkness doesn't understand. It's okay. I go to church. I'm all right. That's a dark candle. Amen. David prayed in Psalm 18:28. He prayed and said, "For thou will light my candle, Lord." You know, I can't help but being carnal for 1 second. Forgive me. You know, come on, baby, light my fire, right? That song back in the 60s. That's a problem. That's people want things to light the fire instead of going to God to light the fire. Amen. David wrote and he said, "For thou will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness," and God will do it for you. God will light you up. God will fire you up. God will fill you up. And God will keep you fired up if you beg Him to, if you want Him to, if you come to Him, because He is a fire. Sin quenches the fire, but the Holy Ghost will light it back up. Amen. That's the great thing. I got a candle inside of me, and sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes the fire goes out. But I'll tell you right now, I don't like it when the fire goes out. I don't like it when I get cold to the things of God. I don't like it when I don't have a passion for my wife. I don't like it when I don't love on my children. I don't like it when I don't pray fervent prayers for the people of my church. I don't like it when things are just ho-hum. I don't like it. So I go to God and repent of whatever it is that put the fire out, and I beg Him, and guess what He does? He lights me up. I get fired up, man. I'm telling you right now, I'd love to see every single person here so fired up that you're running up and down the aisles throwing the papers around. I've seen that. I mean, so excited that people have to calm you down. It's not dignified, really. You should have seen the temple worship when David was around. He had 300 men singing. He had 300 people playing music. He had worshipers with their hands all up, worshiping, praising God, packing, trying to get in closer. I'm telling you what, being around God is awesome. If you have the light of life and you plan on going to heaven, I would suggest that you start to get fired up right now. I would suggest, because it's really fired up there, Todd. Oh, it's exciting up there. Don't wait to get up there, because then you won't know what to do. Start it now down here, amen? You're going to get up there and you're going to be like, "Why is everybody screaming and yelling and shouting?" Because we didn't do it here. Luke 11:35 says this. Listen to Jesus' words. "Take heed, therefore, that the light that is in thee be not darkness." God says, what? The light that is in you be not darkness. The light that's in you? Yeah. What you believe, what you think. What you think is light. Oh, I love Jesus. How many people can say it today? I mean, honest and proud before God with a hand raised. I love Jesus. Please get used to that. Let's do it again. It's just for practice. Say, I love Jesus. I love Him. The Bible says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of Jesus Christ. That's the promise. People, even in the church setting, even in a place where everybody's like-minded and Jesus is here, it's a little hard to, I love Him. I feel weird doing that. That's a shame. The fire's been out so long that the light inside of you is darkness. The light inside of you is saying, oh, he's a weirdo. That's for other people. I don't do that. Really? Let's see you find $1,000. You won't be clicking. Woo-hoo! Let's see something good happen in your life. You'll be excited. You're a human being. You got excitement in you. You got a fire in you. You got a candle. You might as well burn for Jesus. Amen? And let others see it so they can glorify God, so you can bring people in. I'm telling you, the greatest thing in the world is a happy Christian. The worst thing in the world is an unhappy Christian. An unhappy Christian is the worst. You know why? Because a Christian, it's impossible for a Christian to be happy and fired up with God in the world. It's impossible. The world is darkness. The world is the devil's. And everything that the world has is going to quench your spirit. Going to grieve the Holy Spirit. It's impossible to be fired up with God and live in the world. It's impossible. So you're going to make a choice. Do you really want to get fired up? You know what that means? It means you got to be holy. Separate yourself unto God. Come to the fire of God. Repent of your sin. Be willing to be lit up. Amen? Matthew 6:21, verse 23. It says, "If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness," please listen, "if the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness?" And then he says, "No man can serve two masters." Why do you think he said that right after that? If the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? And no man can serve two masters. I'm trying to tell you right now, if you're not fired up, if you just don't know what it is, darkness comprehends it not. If you don't understand this message today, it's pretty plain and simple. Darkness comprehends it not. If it's not right to you to get fired up for Jesus Christ, darkness comprehends it not. If you're going to smile, smile for Jesus. If you're going to sing, sing for Jesus. If you're going to pray, pray for Jesus. If you're going to talk, talk for Jesus. If you're going to walk, walk for Jesus. If you're going to bathe, bathe for Jesus. If you're going to work, work for Jesus. Something, somebody, somewhere, just do something for Jesus. My goodness, He's God and He loves you and He gave His life for you and His blood for you. And one day, I'm going to see Him face to face. I'm going to look at Him in the eye and He's going to say, Michael, I'm saying, yes, Lord. And I'm waiting to hear, well done. But Lord, I didn't do much. No. Well done. You loved me. And you told everyone. And you let them know. Yeah, you were a knucklehead. Yeah, you weren't too bright. Yeah, you did some goofs and you messed up a lot. But you loved me and everyone knew it. There wasn't a person that meets me that doesn't know what I'm about. Not one. My friends from long ago won't even call me because they know what I'm about. Guess what? He talks too much about Jesus. Oh, that's all right. And I'm going to continue, and I'm going to let my light burn. And guess what? This means nothing on me. But because of the light burning, you're all here today. That's insane. How can a stupid roofer start a church from nothing and have you amazing people here? You guys are amazing. I mean, you're amazing. You guys are amazing. Get the president here, for crying out loud. You guys are amazing, all of you. And I don't deserve to even be your friend, let alone for you to come and hear me preach. Because I hope and pray you don't hear me. I pray you don't see me. I have the awesome people in this church, awesome. And you guys come to hear Dave right back there. Dave, you're the man. I love you, Dave. I don't embarrass you, but I love you. I'm here. I know you. And you guys are way better than me. You guys are amazing. Your character above reproach. Your kindness and your charity giving. Your giving blows me away. The giving of this church. We have about 10, 12 people in the church to pay for everything. Without them, we wouldn't even be able to pay the bills. And they give and they give. And they're way better than I am. And yet they come. You know why? Because Jesus. Because they see Jesus somehow. And that's all I want. Them to see Jesus, not me. Please don't look at me. But just see the fire and the light of God. Because I'm called by Him and I love Him. And I'll die for Him. I'll die for Jesus. I'll do whatever I have to do. And all He says to do, He says, you know, and this is not in my message, but I have to share it with you. When I first got saved, and I'm starting to read in the Bible, and you read, it says, have a meek and quiet spirit. That's for women. But I'm reading it, right? And I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm sorry. I'm a loudmouth. And the Holy Spirit said, yeah, I know. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. He goes, can you be a loudmouth for me? And I'm like, yeah. And then I'm reading some more, and it says about be grave and careful. I said, Lord, I'm not grave or careful. I'm nuts. I do crazy stuff. And He says, I know. Could you be crazy for me? And everything that I was, I realized God didn't want me to change. He just wanted me to do it for Him. I did it for the devil for so long. He just wanted me to be me, for Him. Amen? And all God wants you to do is be the best you can be for Him. And He's worthy of that. Let me finish with the message. I'm just having too much fun. The Bible says that God created light in the beginning. We know that. And we also know that He had two great lights. The one greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the evening, to rule the night. And He says, you are the children of light. You're not children of darkness. It's not a coincidence that Islam is the moon god. Allah is not God, nor has He ever been God. He is Allah. He's not the God of Jacob, Abraham, and Joseph. He is not Jehovah, Lord of Israel. He is the moon god. That's why they have the crescent moon on their flag. He's a whole nother god. And so is not just Allah. But so is every other thing that's not the true and living God. God, you either going to worship the sun, S-O-N, or you're going to worship the darkness, the M-O-O-N. The truth of the matter is you can't get away from it. You're following some light. Something's driving you, something you're looking at, something you're following. It's either darkness or it's true light. Jesus, if Jesus Christ is not, you know, the Bible says in Matthew 6, 21, 23, it says that no one can serve two masters. For where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. If Jesus is your treasure, he's going to be in your heart. Amen. And if Jesus is a fire, he's going to light you up. And that's, you know, Jesus is not your treasure. Then what is? I'm getting there. If Jesus isn't your treasure right now today, then what is? You wonder why the light has gone out. Wonder why people's candles are burning. I see there's people out there where their candles are burning bright. They're burning bright. Then there's other people out there where candles are burning very little. Then there's some people out there that their candles are out. And guess what? It's up to you to get it lit. I want you to know in John 5, verse 35, Jesus says that John the Baptist was a bright and burning and shining light. He was a bright and burning light. And guess what? Everyone in Israel came out. Why? Because he didn't have a home. He didn't care what he fed on. He didn't care. All he cared about was the message and God. And he preached. Amen. And they all came out. He was burning. He was burning for God. Luke 12:35. Jesus says, let your loins be girded about. And your light's burning. Please listen. Let your loins be girded about and let your lights be burning. How many people by an upraised hand could say, I need to be on fire for God? Good. That's a start. Amen. Matthew 3:11, John the Baptist says this, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to even carry. He says, he shall baptize you with fire and the Holy Spirit. When were you baptized with fire? When were you fired up for Jesus? When? If you never were, then there's a problem and you need to get fired up with Jesus. Amen. Luke 12:49 says, Jesus said this, and I love this verse, Luke 12:49. It says, I am come to send fire on the earth. And he says, what will I if it already be burning? See, Jesus said, I've come to light a fire up in the hearts and minds of people. I've come to light people up. I've come to put the fire of God inside of people. And he says, and oh, I wish it was started already. I wish it was burning. And I wish it'd be burning in the church. Amen. I want the church to be a fire. You can come here dark and cold. You can come here weary and dreary. But don't leave here weary and dreary, dark and cold. Leave her fired up. Amen. Leave her with a little fire on you. Hebrews 12:29. Says this, please listen. Hebrews 12:29. For our God is a consuming fire. The Bible says God is light and in him is no darkness at all. God is a consuming fire, Soph. Consuming everything around it. If God's in you, he ought to be consuming you. Why aren't we getting consumed with the fires of God? In Hebrews 1:7, it says that God makes his angels spirits and ministers of a flame of fire. The angels are fire. God is fire. The Holy Spirit is fire. Where's our fire? Where's it at? It's scary. The light comes from the fire. The fire from the flame. The brighter the light, the brighter the fire. The candle needs a fire. The light comes from the fire. And guess what? So turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 25. Almost done. While you're turning there, Revelation 1, 12 to 20, I was going to have you read it. You can read it at home. Revelation 2, verse 5. Revelation 3, 15 and 16. I'm going to pick one of them. Keep your hand in Matthew 25. And turn with me, please, to Revelation chapter 3, verse 15. Won't be long, I promise. I hope you're not bored today. I hope you're not grieved today. I hope you understand that you need to be lit up. All of us do. We need to be lit up. And we need to be lit up with the fire of God, not the fire of the world. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 15, are you there? Oh, I'm with the Revelation 15. Revelation 3:15 says this. He says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would. That means I wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. There's no reason for your candle to be out, not when God is a consuming fire. There's no reason for you to not have a passion. There's no reason for you not to have a burden for souls. There's no reason for you not to have a burden for your family, a burden for the law. There's no reason. We have to do what God says. Look in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5. Revelation 2:5 says this. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. And, it's, and in other words, put it, remember for the last time you were on fire for God and what happened, what put you out. Lucas says, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and I will remove thy candlestick out of its place. Except repent. God, have mercy on us. Some people have been dark so long, friend, that God has just moved his candlestick out of their heart. And there's no fire for them to have. I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want it to happen to the church. Back in Matthew chapter 25, and we'll finish. Matthew 25, verse 1, down to verse 8. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, the Lord is coming, he's coming. Go ye out to meet him. Look what it says. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. That's important. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are what? Our lamps are what? Our lamps are what? Yeah. It was on fire at one time. It was lit one time. The whole reason it says they rose and they trimmed their lamps. You know why? I did it today. From this message, now I do it around my house. How many people have candles in their house? Do you ever trim the wicks? I don't. I never even thought of it. I thought the bigger the flame, it was cool. Sometimes when the wick's real big, you know, and the flame's real high, but what it does, it burns out quicker. And it doesn't burn, and it's harder to light. So what it is the wick is that white thing that goes down the center of the candle. And the whole word wick means to wick away. What it does is there's a wick that's sitting in the lamp and it's absorbing the oil and it's wicking the oil away into the wick. So when you light the wick, the fire comes on. Well, what happens is when you have a candle like we had up there, I actually trimmed them today. You have a candle, sometimes the wick, it's like this long and it's all bent over and blackened. You ever seen that? Well, then I get the match and I light it, and I got to wait a little bit. Finally, it took a long time to light. But when I cut that old dried up blackened piece off, when I snipped off that piece that's been burnt out, when I snip and get rid of it, and then there's just a little piece, I touch it, boom, it's lit up. That's what they all did. They all rose up to trim their wicks to get ready for the fire. But the 5 already were on fire. They were already lit. They had no problem lighting up. They had no problem getting lit and fired up for God like that. Here I am, Lord! Woohoo! I'm ready! Come and get me! The others were like, give us what you got. I can't, sorry. Too late now. Go get it for yourself. So they went back and they went to church. They heard a couple messages. And they listened to the preacher and they started to get fired up. Their legs started shaking. Oh, yeah. You know how many times I've been in church? Sitting right where you're at, and my legs going like this, and I had to say, hold me down, because I just want to go, man. Woo-hoo! Glory to God! And I know that's me, but that's okay, I'll burn. As long as I don't burn out. I'll burn. But the truth matters, I mean, I sit there, I need a seatbelt in there. I need a seatbelt! Preacher starts preaching about the blood and heaven and Jesus and the cross, and I'm like, oh yeah! I get so excited. Thing is, it doesn't take much to light me up. It doesn't. What's it going to take to light you up? Your wicks are long and blackened and burn out. And there's going to come a time where you're not going to have time to get your heart right. You're not going to have time to run to Jesus and get fired up for Jesus. Because that call is going to come out, Jesus is coming tonight. Go light your lamps and go out to meet him. And people are going to be looking for that fire. They're going to be looking to get fired up then for God. I'll wait then. I'll wait then. That's just not me. Foolish. 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 People are dying and going to hell because God's waiting for you to get fired up. Your children are dying and going to hell because God's waiting for you to get fired up. Our teenagers have run amok because God's waiting for a teacher to get fired up. God's waiting for a pastor's wife, a woman, a man, a child, waiting for someone to get fired up so someone else can see the light and glorify God and get saved. And we sit there and we say, I'll get later. I'll do it later. I'll get fired up later. And then God says, you're foolish. And the end of that story, this is what happens. They go out and they come back. Now they got some fire. They got a little fire. And they come back and they... Jesus! It's me! It's us! We're here! We're all here! Come get us! And he opens the door and says, who are you? Who are you? I don't know who you are. Get out of here. Yeah, I know. That's what Jesus said. I didn't say it. And that's why there's preaching. That's why there's conviction of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost, Spirit, fire can, so the fire can convict you of your sin. You're being quenched. You're hurting the Spirit. You're quenching the Spirit. Every single time the Holy Spirit tells you to shout and you don't shout, you're quenching the Spirit. Every time the Holy Spirit tells you to say amen and you say, well, that's not me, you're quenching the Spirit. Every time we have an altar call and the Spirit says move, you go, well, I'm embarrassed. You're quenching the Spirit. If we would just allow the Spirit to have free reign in our bodies and not be embarrassed and not care, because that's what it's about. It's about being embarrassed, and you know it. We have, oh, well, I'm so-and-so, and I have to act. Really? For Jesus? For Jesus? We're done. The message is over. But I just want you to realize that the word wick, it comes from Greek and Latin word, and the Latin word is vicus. The old English word, though, is W-I-C, wick. You know what it means? It means a dwelling place. It means a dwelling place, a wick. Every single one of us have a wick inside of our hearts, everyone. Why isn't it on fire for Jesus? What we need to do is we need to come to God. We need to come, stop worrying about anything else and worry about one thing, lighting your fire up. Getting filled with fresh oil. Getting the fire of God back in your life so others can see it and get saved. Amen. I want to ask you to please stand to your feet. Every head bowed, every eye closed, and be looking around. I'm going to ask those that God has spoken to move and come to this old-fashioned altar and bow before the Lord and ask God, like the song says, set my soul on fire, Lord. Set my soul on fire. Fill me with your passion. Come, just make room. Make room. Bow the floor. So set my soul afire. Set my soul afire, Lord, for your holy word. Burn deep within me. Let your voice be heard. Millions grope in darkness. In this day and hour, I will be your witness. Fill me with thy power. Can we pray that? Set my soul afire. I will be your witness. Fill me with your power. Set my soul afire. Lord, set my soul afire. Make my life a witness of thy saving power. Millions grope in darkness. In this day and hour, set my soul afire. Set my soul on fire, Lord, for the lost and sin. Give to me a passion as I seek to win. Help me not to fault. Never let me fail. Fill me with thy Spirit. Let thy will prevail. Set my soul on fire, Lord.
set my soul afire as Elijah called fire down from heaven to consume the offering. Here we bow at the table, at the tabernacle, at the altar. We bow as human sacrifices. We bow as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. We ask you to send the fire, Lord. Send the fire. Light my soul on fire. Give me a burden for souls, Lord. Give me a burden for the lost. God, set my soul on fire. Set my soul afire, Lord, in my daily life. Far too long I wandered in this day of strife. Nothing else will matter but to live for Thee. I will be Your witness as You live in me. Set my soul afire, Lord. Set my soul afire. Make my life a witness of Thy saving power. Millions grope in darkness, waiting for Thy word. Set my soul afire, Lord. Set my soul afire. Let that be the prayer of your heart today. Don't stop until you get fired. Until you get fired up with the fires of God. Don't stop. Don't stop praying. Don't stop asking. Don't stop coming forth. Draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. Don't stop because you came one time. Cut the wick. Cut off the burnout part. Cut off the darkened part. And let your candle be lit from God. Amen. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Brother Jim, if you'd please pray and just close us in prayer, please, brother.